As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Lindsay from Cajon's Jewelry Company here. In a world of constant sales, where prices are marked up just to be marked down, Cajon's has always stood apart. We believe in something simple, fair prices every single day. No gimmicks, no games, just honesty and beautiful jewelry. So why are we having a massive inventory clearance sale? Because after years of partnering with incredible designers, it's time for the next chapter. It's time for our designs. Cajon's is creating our own in-house collection, pieces that reflect our heritage, our craftsmanship, our voice. But first, we're clearing the way. December 2nd through the 24th, every piece from our current inventory is being liquidated. Yes, liquidated. Not marked up, not fake discounted, truly reduced. As a heartfelt thank you to the customers and community who have supported us for generations. This is your moment to own something extraordinary at discounts we will never offer again. Come see us December 2nd through Christmas Eve. Cajon's Jewelry Company, where integrity shines, and now so do the savings.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, December 4th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
County Bar Association releases statement on concerns over bias and fairness. Paso Robles City Council to discuss food truck findings in next regular meeting. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 34 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. No, just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The San Luis Obispo County Bar Association released a statement on December 1st in response to concerns raised in the community about statements made by an elected legal official. The release does not name the official directly. The statement says, quote, "Statements that may be reasonably perceived as targeting individuals or groups based on faith, background, or ideology risk undermining the appearance of fairness that is foundational to the administration of justice." The release continues, "The principles of fairness, equality, and respect are not political values. They are professional obligations. Our justice system functions best when every person can expect impartial treatment." This statement was voted on by a majority vote of a quorum of the County Bar Association Board of Directors with a special meeting. No judicial officials or members of the District Attorney's Office were present or voted. After parting ways with former head coach Paul Wolf, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo has announced who will be the new head coach for the Mustangs football. Former interim head coach at UCLA, Tim Skipper, has been named the 19th head football coach for Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. A release by Cal Poly says he arrives with 25 years of collegiate coaching experience and positive momentum following the job he did this past season at UCLA. Skipper has previously coached for Fresno State, Central Michigan, Western New Mexico, Sacramento State, and more. Skipper said he is extremely excited to become the next head football coach at Cal Poly and thanks Carter Henderson and Cal Poly President Armstrong for entrusting him with this opportunity. City of Paso Robles to discuss food truck ad hoc recommendations in next meeting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The Paso Robles City Council will review the findings and recommendations from the Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee in its next meeting on Tuesday, December 16th. The Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee met twice previously and have made several recommendations to the council. Recommendations include adhering to noise regulations, limiting shade structure space, carrying a city and county business license and permit, and others. The City Council will choose which recommendations to approve or amend. The community will also have an opportunity to provide input on the matter. The meeting will be held Tuesday, December 16th at 6 p.m. in the North Room at Centennial Park. The Atascadero Library will be closed this weekend due to a water shutoff and water main repairs. The library's closure starts Friday, December 6th and will reopen Tuesday, December 9th at 10 a.m. for regular business hours. This Friday, December 5th, will be Atascadero's kickoff for the holiday season with its historic Light Up the Downtown. Experience City Hall, the Sunken Gardens, and surrounding areas coming to life with holiday magic with over 3,000 lights. Festivities start at 5:30 p.m. with a musical performance by the Fine Arts Academy Honor Choir and Atascadero Community Band. The countdown for the Light Up starts at 6 p.m., followed by Santa in the Model A fire truck making his way around the Sunken Gardens. On Saturday, December 6th, is the Christmas Light Parade in Paso Robles. The parade starts at 6 p.m. near the downtown City Park, starting at 10th and Spring Street, circling around 14th Street, and heading towards Pine Street. And the Templeton Rec Department is proud to present a cheerful holiday event Friday, December 5th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Templeton Recreation Department. Enjoy a meet-and-greet photo opportunity with Santa, cookie decorating, and make your own ornament. The event is free with no RSVP necessary. In sports for the NFL, tonight the Lions will face the Cowboys. Triple header for KPRL on Sunday. We'll have the Steelers and Ravens at 9:30 a.m., then the Raiders and Broncos in the afternoon at 1:30 p.m., and finally the Texans against the Chiefs. In the NBA, yesterday the Rockets beat the Kings 121-95, the Clippers over the Hawks 115-92, the Nets beat the Bulls 113-103, the Bucks over the Pistons 113-109, the Mavericks beat the Heat 118-108. Tonight, the Warriors will face the 76ers. The Lakers will go against the Raptors. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California News coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real downtown Atascadero and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California Headline News, a San Joaquin County sheriff urging witnesses to come forward with information regarding that deadly mass shooting at a birthday party in Stockton.
I can't tell you anything about the investigation right now because I'm not willing to risk doing anything that could damage the investigation or in the future prosecution of this.
Sheriff Patrick Withrow, four people killed, three of them children at a banquet hall last weekend. Still no arrest in the case. One of two doctors charged in the death of actor Matthew Perry sentenced to 30 months in prison. Salvador Plasencia pleading guilty to four federal counts of distributing ketamine. His mother in court for the sentencing.
Told him you loved him before court. Did you get to say anything before he left?
I told him I love him.
Did you get to say anything before he was taken away in handcuffs?
No.
Plasencia taken into custody in the courtroom to begin his sentence. A Thunderbird pilot survives the crash of his jet near the San Bernardino-Inyo County line. The pilot ejecting when the plane went down in controlled airspace. Jeff Scott, California News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code CAB to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code CAB for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code CAB for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem, your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom spoke with AgAlert about representing Central Valley constituents in Sacramento, engaging with farmers in her district and her observations following her first year in the Assembly. Some industries are really hurting, she said. Cherries had a bad year. Folks aren't purchasing wine grapes as much as they were. Farmers in the agricultural industry are facing very real challenges, said Ransom, whose district encompasses much of San Joaquin County and part of the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. She's among a handful of state lawmakers who reincarnated an unofficial Central Valley caucus. It's a bipartisan group of legislators who decided we're going to work together regardless of our political differences to make sure the Central Valley and the ag and rural communities have a voice, Ransom said. That way, we have a little bit more power than we would have individually. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday and Tuesday, sunny Wednesday and Thursday. Upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, upper 60s Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 34 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 720.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Consulting firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says the 71,000-plus layoff announcements tracked in November is a step down from massive cuts announced in October, but still enough for this year's total to top 1.1 million. That's the most since 2020 when COVID hit. The number's 24% higher than this time last year and the biggest November total in 3 years. Among the closely watched stocks today, Hormel Foods. Its shares popping this morning after the packaged food company reported mixed quarterly results, but issued a solid outlook for 2026. Net sales totaled $3.19 billion, up 2% on an organic basis from last year, but slightly below Wall Street's forecast. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
I'm Alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Do you want to power your family with fresh, nutritious local meats? I'm Susanna Luthy Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband Garrett is a 6th-gen Cambria cattle rancher, and we offer grass-fed beef, both wholesale and USDA packaged. And we are proud to announce our fresh local bison is available for pre-sale now at a discount. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com. We deliver locally. Support the food world that you want to live in at TaylorRanch1868.com.
Newsflash! Wine Country Theater presents the holiday classic, It's a Wonderful Life.
But there's a twist. It's a live radio play.
Travel back to the golden age of radio, where every sound effect, every voice is performed live for you, on stage.
It's the story you love, told in a way you've never seen.
Or heard before.
Wine Country Theater presents It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, November 29th through December 14th. For ticket information, go to winecountrytheater.org.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They are your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, which hopefully by now you know that you can text that. 238-KPRL on your Thursday edition on The Right Choice.
Passing in the backseat, parked out in the cane. Ever since the first time, I ain't ever been the same. I gave up on baseball and I threw down my glove. I discovered the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
You know how it's supposed to work, just about anything that may be on your mind. And we do have the completely unscientific but absolutely accurate poll on what do you think. Because many Americans, not as high a percentage that you think, are in favor of what we're doing with the... I'll call them drug boats. Drug boats. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm just responding to the first hour discussion about the smugglers that were shot out of the water even after the boat was disabled. And I guess it just comes down to a nation's resolve. If you're going to try to fight drugs or not. And so, you know, in times past, we've had firing squads for desertion. We've had firing squads for spies. We've had all kinds of ways of telling people, you know, we'll make an example out of a few so that the message gets to the others. And so when you hear about maybe somebody being shot out of the water, given the circumstances with these drug boats, it sends a powerful message to anyone else that's going to try to follow through with smuggling drugs.
Well, that remains to be seen, because in some endeavors in some countries, they do not cherish life at all. And from what I've heard in some of the interviews, not all the interviews, that a lot of these, I'm not referring to them as men or people, these animals, they have no choice in their life. Either way, they're going to die if they don't take these boats.
You know, it makes me think about World War One, when you had trench warfare, and when the whistle went off, you were to come out of your trench and you were certain to die, because the machine gunners would just systematically mow everybody down. Now, if you didn't get out of that trench and storm the other line, you were shot for cowardice. it is a situation just like that, right, man? Yeah, you may die for not doing it, but you can die for transporting it also. This is the United States. We are trying to, I give Trump a lot of credit because, if anything, he's trying to do something about the problem. And sometimes taking care of the problem has to be harsh.
Well, hopefully
the message is going out.
Hopefully we won't lose you because you're cutting out. But again, I go to where is the root of the problem?
Well, the root is usage. As long as you've got usage, you're going to have
You know
to
what? You're cutting out, so I'm gonna have to drop you. I apologize. I didn't get any of that. It's all well and good, and it looks good, to those, but where is the root? Where is the root? We have spent over $1 trillion on the war on drugs. It's increasing, or has increased. Sort of like the homeless. A bigger government role and the problem gets worse. So where is the root of the problem? Is the root in the of the problem in Colombia? Is it in Venezuela? Where is the root of the problem? Now, the United States, for as we have gone on with this war on drugs, I'm sure even some of you still remember the Nancy Reagan, just say no. Nothing's that simple, Nancy. With $1 trillion, in the United States alone, they're over, again, I'm going to round this off. There are 18,000 specialized substance program or treatment facilities in this country. Think about that. We have that many in this country. And yet, the problems have gotten worse. Why is that? I'm all in favor of the boats being bombed. I don't care about that. I don't care about Venezuela. But I, again, just because of me, maybe common sense, they're the suppliers. They're the suppliers. What country is next? What country is next? That I have to ask. All right, let's see here on the poll. Highly scientific. Use the power of the United States military to, one, to interrupt the illegal drug supply coming out of Venezuela. Restore law and order to the citizens of Venezuela and their overlords, Cuba. Okay, how are we going to do that? Again, this is the United States. Bring law and order to the citizens. Exactly how are we going to do that? We've tried that in Cuba for a long time. Are we then saying that we need to put boots on the ground in Venezuela and do what? Make it a democratic country? Can Venezuela even be saved? That takes a lot of, it would have to be international humanitarian and, of course, financial aid. And then you have to stabilize it through, the economics. What do you do with the current government? You have to go in and get rid of them. How are you going to do that? They're not going to cede power. And it would be a comprehensive plan of reconstruction and reconstruction stabilization. I'd like to see how many countries we've gone in through over the years and have tried to, quote-unquote, rescue, where we don't have a somewhat of a permanent stay in there, where millions and billions of dollars of taxpayer money go to these countries that end up being corrupt or going back to the same way they are. Maybe you have some answers, folks. Let's see here. The road to addiction. Oh, okay, I had that. Let's see here. If young people were excited to learn stuff so they can get jobs, then they wouldn't be interested in getting high or want to get numb. No, it's more than that. It's more than that. All right, let's go back to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Taking over Venezuela or moving their government out, that I don't believe that would solve the problem. And I don't think the usage is the real problem. I think it all comes down to politics and corruption. And I think that, you know, for the first time in a long time, we're seeing, you know, a leader take an assertive approach to trying to eliminate these or combat these drug cartels, because the damage that they're causing on Americans and families and traditional values is just devastating, and plus the cost to the American taxpayer. But I think that the behavior of Democrats and the defensiveness they're showing against what Trump is doing just shows the true nature of who these people are. They don't care about anything but power and money. They'll scrutinize President Trump for everything he's doing, regardless if it's good or bad, for the goodness of American citizens and families and future generations that are going to be leading these countries. They, no matter what he does, it's not going to be proper, because it's politics, it's corruption, it's interrupting the flow of drug money. I don't know what the answer is, but I think blowing up these boats, just continue doing it, just eliminate them.
Okay. I agree with you on both the issues with the boats, and no matter what he does, the Democrats are going to do it with the help from the media. But my basic question started this morning. Okay, after Venezuela, who's next?
Right.
Because my question was, they are supplying the demand. Why has the demand in this country, since the war on drugs started, gone up? And how have we been trying to remedy that instead of, and I'm not taking away this is just, again, to make a statement, we're putting the blame on Venezuela and Colombia for people in the United States dying? They're not putting it in the mouths of these kids or adults in this country. And again, I know they're scumbags, but they know where they need to go to sell the product. It's here in the United States. Why is that? Why aren't we addressing that?
Well, Kevin, I don't know that there isn't any effort being made to address it. I think that the bottom underlying issue is the reality of the illness of addiction. And I think that the drugs, the fentanyl and the heroin and the ketamine and just the other things out there that are so intense, I don't think that a lot of these, the majority of these addicts even have the ability to recover. That's how powerful they are and destructive. And as long as that's going to continue, the demand's always going to be there, so there's no way to stop it but to kill it on the front end. I don't know if I'm answering your question, but and I don't know what's going to happen with these people.
Well,
that are addicted.
Well, you have answered it, and I agree with some of it. But when I look at numbers that, you know, again, we're using the amount of money of over $1 trillion since the, you know, quote unquote war on drugs started in the United States, but yet we have more people and at younger ages. Now, there may be some people that are predisposed to having these issues. But when you look at the numbers and the ages, you go, wait a minute. Is it because government got started? We have over 18,000 programs of drug treatment facilities in this country. Has this just become another cottage industry in the United States? Because you mentioned something earlier about the money.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that ties into the open border problems, the immigration problems, the corruption, probably within Border Patrol and the agencies associated with that, because everyone's getting paid off. And then, too, with the open borders and the immigration problems and the trafficking, you know, you have cartels that are using children to groom and traffic other kids into drugs and gangs. And I think once you get into with these younger kids, you know, they don't have the brains or the maturity and foundation to make choices that are proper.
The other thing, I'm no expert, obviously, but to me, if you're 12 or 13 and you start taking this stuff, your brain is not going to grow, and they own you.
That's true. You know, you can point in so many different directions as to what happens with these kids, from what's happening at home, what's happening at school. We already know that our schools, so many problems there with the lack of discipline and proper direction and teaching and the indoctrination that's going on, Kevin.
Well, would this be too rash? I think we have a quota regarding legal immigration each year in the United States. I don't know what that number is. And considering what has taken place not only in the last 4 years under the Biden administration and the Democrats, but through the years, you know, again, we'll say maybe 10 years, should we just close shop and clean this place up before we start letting anybody in?
I think so. I believe that's President Trump's intention. I don't think you can mitigate the problems we have by gently, you know, taking baby steps, by doing a little bit here and a little bit there and cutting back here and cutting back there.
No, it needs to be drastic, because as control of the political powers take place, they will just erase what people were trying to do over time. So, I agree. It needs to be done. Although, you know, when you do things fast, and this is a very complex issue, maybe a little haphazard, some mistakes, but I think it's worth it overall, because when you look, particularly the stories coming out of Minnesota recently, this country is being infiltrated with people that want to do harm to us. Not just physically, they want to do harm to the United States of America.
Absolutely. And I think the deployment of ICE and what they're doing is an aggressive step in, you know, altering what's happening. And I think it's going to get a lot more intensified, especially with what we're hearing, as you mentioned, in Minnesota, and with the Somali, you know, population over there, and then, you know, the uncovering the misappropriation of hundreds of billions of dollars in welfare and this and that. It's just completely out of control. And I, as you said, I think it's haphazard a bit. It feels like it, but what are the alternatives?
When you have the mayor and then that police chief basically telling ICE to go to hell, we got some problems.
I can't believe that Tim Walz was actually ran for the vice president of the United States. And look at his state and what's going on over there. All it does is reflect back to the Democratic Party. It's out of control.
Yeah, that it is. All right,
and,
sir.
You know, one more comment, too, then I'll let you go. Ilhan Omar, you know, I was explaining this to people years ago and how they have invaded, you know, neighborhoods and states by gaining representation, you know, in the House of Representatives. That's how they do it. They go into areas, they buy up real estate, they populate, and with zoning and all the different programs, that's exactly how these people have infiltrated Congress. It's got to, that in itself has to be taken care of.
It does.
Very, that's the starting point right there.
Good phone call. Thank you. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Kevin, in the case of drugs, I don't think the economic laws of supply and demand apply the same. I think if we make it less accessible, the use will go down. If we make it less acceptable, the use will go down. I think if we put it back in the closet and put it back out of
norms. What do you mean less acceptable?
I think society's put, if we put pot stores on every street, then people are going to smoke pot. It's going to be acceptable. It's not going to be, I think there's a, I heard a saying once and it's kind of rude, but it's kind of like, I think of it as like the gender dysphoria boom. It's we need to put it back in the closet where it belongs. I think we need to do that with drugs, and I think that's just kind of a side to the fact that if we make these drugs less available, the usage will go down. And I think people looking for it will find other activities on their way. When they can't find the drugs, they'll find other things.
What do you mean? Are they going to start bird watching?
There's a great TED Talks, the most accurate, best information. It's a 15-minute one called Everything You Know About Addiction Is Wrong. It's probably at least 15 years old now. But it has to do with a trial they did in Portugal and a bunch of experiments, a bunch of factual data, and it's called Everything You Need to Know About Addiction Is Wrong, TED Talks. And it talks about connections being the solution to addictions. If you've got people, they said that like people came home from war smoking a lot of opium, and they were afraid that there was going to be heroin addicts all over from the soldiers coming back from Vietnam. It didn't happen because they had families, they had people that loved them, they had connections, they had something to live for, and that's the solution.
Heroin was a pretty big deal in the early 70s in this country.
Right, right. But they talk about the chemical hooks compared to... Anyway, the solution to addiction is connections, I think. And that's what I was convinced by this TED Talks. You can see 15 minutes, it won't see what you think, but I'm convinced that our family unit, those kind of things have added to it. But I don't think the law of supply and demand, where if people want it, it'll show up. I think we can eliminate the supply, and that'll affect the demand.
Okay, I agree with you on the family unit. Extremely important. That's one of the things that's not talked about, if ever, regarding the issue of not only drugs, but some other things. But we're out of time. Appreciate your phone call. As always, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The San Luis Obispo County Bar Association released a statement in response to concerns raised about statements made by an elected legal official. The release does not name the official directly. The statement by the Bar Association says, quote, "Statements that may be reasonably perceived as targeting individuals or groups risk undermining the appearance of fairness that is foundational to the administration of justice." This Friday, December 5th, will be Atascadero's kickoff for the holiday season with its historic light up the downtown. Experience City Hall, the sunken gardens and surrounding areas coming to life with holiday magic. Festivities start at about 5:30 p.m. with a countdown at about 6. A traffic collision near Golden Hill Road on Highway 46 East has traffic in the immediate area significantly impacted. No other official information is currently available at this time. Again, a traffic collision on the 46 East near Golden Hill Road has traffic on the 46 East significantly impacted. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s. It's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. The elusive D.C. pipe bomber is under arrest. Fox has learned a man in Virginia in FBI custody over the pipe bombs planted the night before the Capitol riot, who eluded capture 4 years. President Trump posting, I'm dealing with the poisoning of America. As a Navy Admiral, Mitch Bradley briefs House and Senate leaders why the second killing strike on a narco-terror drug boat was not a war crime. With an ABC source reporting two crew scrambled back aboard after the first strike to salvage the drugs. The president also working on making cars more affordable, with the DOT rescinding Biden fuel economy standards of 55 miles a gallon.
There's basically no car anywhere in the U.S. that's being made that would meet that standard. So otherwise, what they're doing is they're trying to make everybody buy electric cars.
Economic Council Chair Kevin Hassett. The move expected to save $1,000 a vehicle. America's listening to Fox News.
The Paso Robles Main Street Association, in cooperation with the City of Paso Robles and community volunteers, presents the 64th Annual Holiday Light Parade this Saturday starting at 6 p.m. in downtown Paso Robles. You'll enjoy the sights and sounds of the holiday spirit, and Santa arrives at the end of the parade to kick off the holiday season. The 64th Annual Holiday Light Parade this Saturday starting at 6 in downtown Paso Robles.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Move over, Santa. While he's delivering socks and sweaters, your pal Richie's at the Tatchy Palace delivering MacBooks and cash. Every Friday in December, four winners every hour can win up to $5,000 cash or Tatchy Cash. Then stick around for the 8 p.m. grand prize drawing. Win $5,000 cash plus an Apple MacBook Air. Sorry, Santa, but I think I just made the nice list. Tech the halls only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
County weather.
About 8 minutes away from 8, and it's brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. It's in our repair replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right, clouds and sunshine mixed in, mid-60s on your Thursday. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low to mid-30s, and then for your Friday, we'll have sunshine. Should be a pretty nice day, mid-60s, sunny, mid-60s Saturday. Mid to upper 60s Sunday, say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down, 6:58 a.m., 4:50 p.m., and we've warmed up to 34 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at a great price. All right, let's see here. This is just a reminder because we're several weeks away, but gear up for an exciting evening, the New Year's Eve celebration in the downtown City Park. Special display at 9 o'clock will allow participants to celebrate New Year's on East Coast time so families can enjoy the occasion and still be home before midnight. The event is open up to all ages, and it is free. Includes the terrific bonfire, excellent live music, and a whole bunch of food trucks and adult beverages shall be available. Again, it's a very nice event. It's beautiful down there with it all lit up. And let's see what else. The Paso Robles High School Music Department proudly presents its annual winter concert featuring the fine talent there from the concert bands, and it'll have some jazz and the Crimson Collective singers and special guests. Bold as Brass Quintet on Thursday, December 18th at the Templeton Performing Arts, and that should be a lot of fun. So get ready for that. Lots of things to do here locally in the Christmas season. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant And again, they've got something for you every day. That would mean lunch. Well, lunch every day. We know that. Brunch on the weekends and dinner. Well, they have that Wednesday through Sunday. Moving right along here for birthdays and anniversaries at 5.5 minutes away from 8.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in downtown Paso Robles. You know what to do this holiday season. Exceptional service at affordable prices. We'll put both of those in capital letters. All right, local celebrities today we have, well, leading off here, Grant Britton. All right. Roman Miranda, Sylvia Svensson, Sandy Kurchenko, Adelaide Lamas, Jim and Diane Reed, and Dave Boggs. It says it's a call in here. Last minute desperation, no doubt. All right, on my right-hand side, let's see if there's some folks here on the list that you may have heard of or even give a hoot about. Lillian Russell, the singer and actress, 1860-1922. Oh, she was one of the biggest stars way back when. Deanna Durbin, 1921-2013. Pretty good baseball player, rookie of the year, an all-star a couple of times, and a manager. Harvey Keene, 1930-1988. Hockey Hall of Famer Alex Delvecchio, 1931. Who put it to? Victor French, Little House on the Prairie, and others. Carter's Country, 1934-1989. From Nashville, Tennessee, the Winkster, Wink Martindale, 1934-2025. From the Beverly Hillbillies, Jethro. Max Baer Jr., 1937. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, Tallahassee Lassie, and others, 1940. Pretty good tennis player, Marty Reason, 1941. From Mopey Grape, Bob Mosley, 1942. From the Birds, Chris Hillman, 1942. From the Beach Bums, swimmer Dennis Wilson, 1944, 1983. Pretty good linebacker for the Niners, Skip Vandermunt. He was born in 1946. Southside Johnny, 1948. Randy Vataha, he was a receiver with Plunkett up at Stanford, and then they were together at New England for a while. 1948, Brooke Adams, the actress, 1949. Jeff Bridges, 1949. Let's see here. Looking, anyone? The singer, Cassandra Wilson, 1955. Outstanding hoopster, he's in the Hall of Fame, Bernard King. Yes, indeed, 1956. Marisa Tomei, 1964. That's a movie that's on almost every night. It's my cousin Vinny. Let's see here. Jay-Z, the rapper, 1969. Jeff Blake, primarily a backup QB, 1970. Howard Eisley, wasn't a bad basketball player, particularly in college at Boston College. 1947, and let me see here. Orlando Brown, the actor, 1987. Passing away on this day. Let's see if we have a list here for those who have assumed room temperature. Looking for the list. Frank Zappa, 1993. Fire King of the Forest. Bert Lahr, the Wizard, not the Wizard, the Cowardly Lion, 1967. Also passing away from the adventures of Ozzy and Harriet, June Blair, Dave's wife. She died in 2022. Who else do we have? Oh, the Fuller Brush Man. Some of you may remember that. Alfred Fuller died in 1973. And I think that is it. Yep, that is it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top. Scoring King, Bernard King to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles City Council will review findings and recommendations from the Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee in its next meeting, Tuesday, December 16th. The meeting will be held in the Norris Room at Centennial Park at 6 p.m. A traffic collision near Golden Hill Road on the Highway 46 East has traffic in the immediate area significantly impacted. No official information is available at this time. Again, a traffic collision near Golden Hill Road on Highway 46 has traffic significantly impacted in the immediate area, particularly in the westbound lanes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s. It's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
Three-time SEC Player of the Year at the University of Tennessee. Four-time All-First-Team NBA. Comeback Player, All-Rookie Team, and he was a scoring champion and averaged 22.5 points for his career. That's basically all he can do. He was a hell of a scorer. Really didn't do much else, but he's in the Hall of Fame. All right, one more to go this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.